and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show at 6:05 a.m. Good news and bad news to start us off today. What do we want first?
Bad news.
Bad news for Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
Aww.
Goes down yesterday. Broken collarbone, could miss the rest of the season, which will be a mess, ironically, without him. J.J. Watt, Odell Beckham, Dalvin Cook, David Johnson, Julian Edelman, Aaron Rodgers, just some of the names on the list of injuries. Huge stars in the NFL have gone down.
This season has been unreal in terms of injuries and just what a weird season all the way around.
Teams that were supposed to get smashed last night, like Sunday Night Football, the Giants were double-digit dogs. Like they were supposed to lose by 13-plus points.
13.5, I think.
Yeah. And then they go out there and they don't just cover, they beat the Broncos at home in a week where they've lost like everyone on their team.
They were like plus, I think, 500 or 600. It was something unreal.
I mean, you'd think that after losing everyone, the team's just a mess. They're like insulting each other. People are storming out of meetings. We're hearing all sorts of dysfunction behind the scenes. And then they go out there at altitude playing the Broncos at home, who had looked great up until that point, especially at home. And they beat them.
They looked like the Cleveland Browns last night. The Browns had more points than the Broncos did yesterday. It just
so the Broncos losing is bad news. Not as bad of news, though, as Aaron Rodgers going down for the Green Bay Packers.
Which Aaron Rodgers we like, you know, even if you're not a Green Bay fan or whatever. He's just like a likable guy, good face of the NFL, I would say there are so many people probably across the nation mourning their fantasy teams right now because this is
there was a buddy of
this
mine
is it.
Who posted a picture of Aaron Rodgers like getting taken out.
Yep.
And he was like, well, there goes my fantasy football.
I have a friend that actually traded for Aaron Rodgers right before the game started on Sunday morning.
Oh, whoever traded him is just like
oh yes.
Well, we hope he gets better.
ESPN did a really nice job of making his injury sound like it was a motion picture coming to you in theaters this summer.
Another drop for Martellus Bennett.
Slow to get up, Wayne. Tough day today. But as a football team, we have to move forward.
Rodgers down on his back near the 30-yard line.
This was a hard day. We all understand the magnitude of what Aaron means to our football team.
Looked like it was Anthony Barr hitting him. Aaron Rodgers just now getting up.
That doesn't look good.
on the edge of my seat.
I will pay $11 to see that again. All right, so that's the bad news for old Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
fantasy owners that have him. And
there's some good news out there?
Yeah, there's lots of good news today, actually. This is just one piece of it. Amazon adding 1,500 seasonal jobs right here in Nevada.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so it's part of the 120,000 the company is adding throughout the U.S. The new full-time jobs offered each year by the company's fulfillment network have competitive wages, they say, benefits. And the positions include seasonal or part-time sorting work here in Las Vegas and full-time warehouse associates in North Las Vegas. Company also hiring full-time warehouse associates and seasonal warehouse associates. So if you're looking for some seasonal work, I've had a few friends that have done this over the years for Amazon because they want to try it out and see how they like it. And they're like, you know what, around the holidays could certainly use a little extra cash.
Oh, totally.
Cool. And so some
seasonal
work.
Are coming up.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy.
Have you guys started?
No.
Started what?
Christmas shopping.
No.
Or holiday shopping.
No way. I wait until December 22nd to even start thinking about it. Panic. And then every year I'm like, how am I this loser at Walmart on Christmas Eve?
I've tried to like start really, really early, like around this time of year.
Do you buy a lot? Are you a big gift giver when it comes to Christmas and birthdays and holidays and stuff
like
that?
Namely, what are you planning on getting us?
No. Don't get us anything. Do not get us, because we're not getting you anything.
Oh, you see the look on our face. Oh, no.
Don't be sad, Sylvie. That's the rule.
You know what? I am not joking. I was going to get you guys something.
No, that's the rule. So we have too many people that we get stuff for.
I was
going to
get you guys something. I was going to get you guys a little stocking, and I was going to write your guys' name on it.
Oh, you see how sweet that is? And now you've crushed her
spirit.
Dave,
you know this is a long-standing rule here in this room.
It doesn't matter.
I know. I'm just making you the bad guy.
Yeah, don't make me the bad guy. This was Dave's policy to begin with.
No, it was not.
Yeah, it was.
This was your policy.
No, it wasn't. You're like, I've got 17 brothers and a sister and 19 million nephews and nieces.
I've already cut them out. We've decided that the brothers and sisters, like, we're like
gifts. But when that came down, the show was a part of it, too.
Really? Yeah. No. So what happened is, I got you something and you didn't give me
that
something.
That is a load of crap. I've got no. Who gave some liquor? I've given you way more gifts than you have given me. Because I keep track of that crap. I got a list. I got a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet.
No, actually, I'm the one with the Excel spreadsheet. And you don't even pay me back the money you owe me.
Bull crap. I gave you $100 yesterday.
No, you didn't. You gave me $80. You, even though you had the extra cash, you haggled me out of $20.
Right.
You son of a bitch.
I gave you.
You borrowed $100 from me the other night, and you're like, I'll pay you back. I don't have any cash, which is always a lie.
You were paying in on that.
No, I was not.
Anyway.
You asked me to borrow $100. And then you're standing there yesterday with $100 in your hand. I'm like, hey, give me that $100 you owe me. And you're like, how about 60? Well, no, actually, you started by handing me 40. And then I said, screw you, give me the rest. And you're like, how about 60? I'm like, no, give me the rest. And you're like, here's 80. That's all I'm giving you. I'm like, you're such a son.
What did you do with the other 20?
I mean, probably put it in golden tea or gambled it. I don't know.
All the above. I got you a pair of Zubas for your birthday.
That's right. Yeah. That was pretty sweet.
From Mall of America when I went to Minnesota. Yeah, sir.
And they were Vikings colors, too.
Yes. So.
Oh, that's sweet.
I appreciate that.
But no, Sylvia, we don't give gifts. It's just too much. It's like we're not good gift givers.
Well, I mean, that's cool, but I still wanted to get you guys a little stuff. I had it all planned out.
You're welcome to give us gifts if you want to. We just aren't going to give you anything back.
Your presence here is gift enough.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice save.
Bleh.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
One other piece of good news.
Yeah.
The Vegas Golden Knights beat the Boston Bruins last night. 3-1.
Fourth win?
Yep. Yeah. They've only lost one game.
Best record in the league right now, I think.
Yep. Yeah. Their Twitter account last night said that the coach is reacting to breaking the longest losing streak in team history last night.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Dave Mahoney, X107.5.
Morning Show.
If you want to get a message in, 702-889-7352. Going to be checking the voicemail here shortly. Some more good news and bad news coming up. Bad news, we're all fat. Good news, one of the shooting victims from here in Las Vegas from a couple of weeks ago on October 1st, making a tremendous recovery. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. And one guy hates his wife so much that he just disappears into the woods for 10 years.
What?
It's incredible.
What?
I mean, that's quite the way to break up with somebody. The story is coming up next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So these are the stories that we love to hear. Tina Frost, 27 years old. She is making a great recovery following what can only be referred to as almost total devastation at the concert on October 1st. A bullet shattered the bones in her forehead and damaged her frontal lobes. She underwent surgery and had been in a medically induced coma ever since. On Friday, she woke up and was able to take 3 steps. So she is starting to walk again in just a couple of weeks' time after basically being shot in the head.
That's amazing.
Oh, yep. My God.
She tapped her feet to music and gave a thumbs up to her boyfriend. She even managed to breathe without machine assistance for 6 full hours. Doctors now working out what steps are ahead in her recovery. So let's not get things crossed. She still has a long way to go, but
it's good improvement.
Had no idea whether or not she's even going to make it out of this medically induced coma, and here she is now walking and tapping her feet to music, and it's great to hear. So Tina Frost, 27 years old, starting to, she's working hard to make a full recovery.
It's amazing to see the strength of some people, you know? I mean, just had no idea that their lives were going to change forever.
There's no reason
to go. To show the strength and the willpower that she has so far to get this far in this short amount of time, just it's beautiful.
As of the last full counted year, 2015 to 2016, 4 in 10, so 40% of U.S. adults were obese. That's up from 37% from 2013 to 2014. The news for children and teens isn't much better. Overall, nearly 19% were obese in 2015-2016. That's up from 17%. The report released Friday by the CDC said that over the past 18 years, middle-aged adults and some minority women have been the hardest hit. Obesity rates were highest for Black and Hispanic women, 55% and 51% respectively. By comparison, 38% of white women and 15% of Asian women were obese. by age, obesity in adults was most common amongst 40 to 59-year-olds, 43%, and least common amongst younger adults, 20 to 39, 36% there.
Yeah, man, but just pizza's really good.
Yeah, pizza is really good. Yeah.
It's
tough.
Pizza
yesterday.
You know.
Oh, from where?
From Aces and Ales. They have the spaghetti pizza.
Ooh. Spaghetti pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I ate a whole pizza yesterday, too.
You ate a whole pizza?
Uh-huh. Again?
Yeah.
My man.
The Familia down on Durango. Pretty good pizza.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
But,
yeah, that's
you know, it's because I've gained about since the fight, I've gained about 6 pounds.
Yeah, that's fine. 6 pounds.
You know,
that's water weight.
You know, I haven't been working out. Haven't been walking.
At all?
Not really. Not a whole lot. I mean, a little bit. I mean, I went to Disneyland. I walked like 15 miles yesterday.
Well, so, yeah. I mean, that's
yeah, but I also ate like, you know, a pie and a whole bunch of other stuff,
too. You eat churros?
I don't really do the churros there.
No?
I don't like...
Are you referring to a pizza as a pie, or you mean an actual pie?
An actual pie.
Who? Oh, what flavor?
They had a candy corn pie from Flo's Diners down in Carsland. Mm, so good.
You ate the whole pie?
Oh, I mean, it wasn't massive, but yeah.
It was a small pie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually ate one and a half.
Am I the only one that gets annoyed when people call pizza a pie?
That's dumb. Yeah, pizza's not a pie. It's a pizza.
Have you ever heard someone call it a za?
Don't call a hot dog a sandwich either. You're an idiot if you do.
Who calls hot dog sandwiches?
Idiots.
And no, I've never heard anyone call a pizza a za.
I've heard people call it
like a ninja turtle?
Yeah, like a za.
Don't do that.
Like, do it. No, there's pizza.
It's pizza. It does not need to be shortened.
I've heard someone say,
it's
hey,
not that long
do you
of a word.
Do you want to go get a za?
You're not that exhausted by saying pizza.
For lunch? Ugh.
You son of a...
Going back to that study, you know, I can see, you know, it's what they said, 4 in 10 adults are
40%, yeah,
are obese.
Yeah.
And I think it's closer to 70% of everybody is either obese or overweight at this point. And it's just so hard. It really is, you know, like to stay motivated and continue to, you know, want to eat healthy and do all that, man. Yeah. I know how I am. And I know that, like, I'm in a 2-week funk right now, and I don't know. I'm like, I should probably go to the gym today, but I kind of want to go home and play video games.
Wait, you had like what, 3-2 blizzards last week or the other?
No,
week?
No, that was 2 weeks ago. I haven't had any
blizzards on the docket for this week.
Well, there weren't any planned, but now that you're talking about
it, I had a craving ever since he mentioned it. I've had a craving for a blizzard, and I totally got one last week.
You did? What kind did you get?
It was cookie dough with like extra sprinkles.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a small one. It was small.
We're sitting here reading a study about how people are obese, and we're just...
Because this
is how it happens.
Batting out, just like, oh, that sounds so good.
Oh, dude.
I'll tell you what, though, that spaghetti pizza yesterday.
Did it have like noodles on it?
Yeah, so it's underneath the cheese. So
is it like a deep dish or no?
It's like a little bit thicker crust.
Okay.
But it's not deep dish.
It's not deep dish. Mm. But it's so good. If you ever get a chance.
Yeah. Oh. Up at Aces. We're there. We'll be there this Sunday starting, I believe, at 4:30 because it's a 5:30 game. So they're playing KC this week. So should be an interesting game.
Yeah, both teams are rolling off losses. So should be interesting indeed.
So I bought a bunch of candy for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
And I was going to be the cool house because I don't get a whole lot of kids who come to my house for Halloween.
Well, do you not decorate?
No, we do. We do decorate. We keep the lights on, but we've got a gate, so it keeps pretty much everybody who's just...
We're going to be out there on Thursday. It's a Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. You're right.
Yeah.
So it's everybody from my neighborhood, basically. You know, there's like 100 and something houses in there, you know, but you don't get a lot of outside people. And you don't, like, at least as long as I've lived here, even in a non-gated house.
It's a gated community. So, I mean, you see the neighborhoods that don't have gates and there's kids everywhere.
Yeah.
But people aren't going to mess with a gate.
Yeah.
If they're taking their kids out, then they're just going to go to the ones without gates on them.
You go around your neighborhood, pretty much. So I want to be the cool house because I don't want my house to get egged.
Right.
So, because, sure. You know, I bitch enough on 4th of July about fireworks, so I pay it back on Halloween.
Okay, all right.
I go with the full-size candy bars.
Oh, ooh, man.
Well,
let's give out your address.
But the problem is, I bought these full-size candy bars. I bought 3 boxes of 30 at Costco.
Oh, no.
And I've already plowed through one alone.
Oh,
I've eaten
a whole box?
No. Every Reese's cup's in there.
Wow.
And all the Starburst.
Okay.
In what amount of time?
I don't know, like a week and a half, 2 weeks?
A week and a half? How many are in
there?
That's
not that bad.
I mean, there's 30. I mean, it's not 30 Reese's in each one, but I probably average about 2 a day.
Will you send Ian a link to the box? Because I'm really just curious the calorie count on this.
Yeah, I mean, it's the one that they said. There's 210 calories in every Reese's.
Each cup? or each package?
Each package, I
okay,
believe.
So 210, and then how many are in the box?
Probably a dozen. Or
okay.
So.
Yeah.
All right. And plow. I mean, but it's like, I can't, like, if there's candy in my house, I have no willpower.
Yeah, me neither.
It's just, I'm just blowing through it, man. It's a real problem, Dave.
Same, man.
Yeah. If there's candy in your house, or a Dairy Queen on the corner, or a Zaz store on your way home from Aces and Ales, you know, yeah.
Let's get some Zaz, guys.
Can't help yourself.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Don't say Zaz.
Is that who says it, like Valley Girls? Like, let's go get
nobody
some
says that.
No, I added the Valley Girl accent, but okay. Someone did say, like, but they were being serious. They weren't being, like, you know, sarcastic or anything.
Will you write down their name on a slip of paper so I can have them killed, please? Please.
Okay.
Thanks.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
This is incredible. A guy in England was so sick of his wife nagging him that he disappeared into the woods for 10 years.
The woods.
Over a decade ago, a guy in his early 50s named Malcolm Applegate from Hampshire, England, was over his wife's nagging, so he disappeared literally. One day he vanished, and no one heard from him again for over a decade.
Did he want to go get milk?
Just walked into the woods. Like, I'm over this. He recently turned up at a center that helps homeless people get back on their feet. Turns out that he hated his marriage so much that he'd been living in the woods for 10 years. And it was right next to a community center for senior citizens. And he worked there as a gardener. But then at night, he just went back into the woods.
Like, did he build like a little shelter or
he
something?
He must have had like a little fort or something, right?
Where is he sleeping at?
In the woods.
I know, but like shelter-wise.
Maybe nowhere.
Does he have a little bed?
Why don't you just get a divorce, man? Get like an apartment.
I know. So he eventually heard about the homeless place, headed there for an interview, moved in. Now 62 years old, he's putting his life back together, which includes getting in touch with some family members, some of which have passed away. He had no idea that any of that was going on.
Aww.
If you've been living in the woods for 10 years, yeah, those things happen.
As far as the story goes, though, he has not gotten back in touch with his wife.
Well, I mean,
that's after a good thing, right?
After 10 years of, you know, after just walking out one day.
You know, would it suck if you found out she hit the lottery or something? Living the high life.
Basically, he's like, I don't have to listen to you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call you.
No.
I mean, he looks happy, though.
Does he?
Yeah, he looks super, super happy. He's like a happy chap.
Oh, Malcolm.
I mean, he's missing teeth.
He's got that British smile.
Yeah, you know.
I can't imagine living in the woods or anywhere without, like, indoor plumbing. Like, if I had, you know, like, number two in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Like having to pop a squat.
Like, point, I can't, like, a number two in public without, like, the wet wipes from Costco. That to me is like hell on earth.
You're roughened if you have to use just regular toilet paper.
Oh yeah, I have a pack that I bring with me pretty much most places whenever I travel.
You have a pack of wet wipes that you bring with you?
Yes.
Right now?
I mean, they're in my car. Yeah.
Oh.
So if you
if an emergency happened,
you would run out to your car first.
Yes, Dave.
And then you would go to the all right. If you ever see Mahoney sprinting towards his car, do not get in the way.
What if he like drops his keys?
It's so much.
Oh, God.
Like, I wish. Here's where America. This is where America falls behind Europe, man, and Asia in a lot of places. Why don't we have more bidets?
Oh, the bidet.
Bidets are like the greatest thing of all time.
I've never.
Yeah, no. I'd never used one either. And then I went to Japan. And first off, in Japan, all of the toilet seats are heated. So when you sit down in them, they're nice and
nice and toasty. Do you
want to get up? No, you don't. And then they have the bidet, and they have different settings. And you push it, and it's like a sprinkler.
Much like the shower head, you know, where you're turning it. They have the pulsate. They have the, like, the rain, the standard rain one. You know, it really does a good job.
Stunningly accurate. You're like, how did you know exactly where that was?
That's what technology should be used
right.
for. Why are we a bunch of apes still using paper? Like, when we have this technology that can do so much more.
It's life-changing. It really is.
America, you need to wake up. Bidets.
We're not talking about...
Bidets for days, man.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Seriously. I've never seen you so passionate about anything.
There are very few things in life that I am very that passionate about.
And it's bidets.
Hose down the butt.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, if you want to get a message in, we're going to be checking the voicemail here in a couple of minutes, 702-889-7352. Harvey Weinstein, the fallout continues for him. Al Michaels made a joke about it last night on Sunday Night Football and had to apologize later in the broadcast. Got the audio coming up for you.
Touchy subject.
And, yeah, he's not the only one that made a joke about it that things aren't going so well for. James Corden made some jokes about Harvey Weinstein, and Rose McGowan, who's been leading a lot of this, just went after James Corden. And I'll play the audio for you from James Corden, then you can decide for yourself if he was totally out of line. It's all coming up in a moment.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Yes. So this weekend, Ian headed down to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival.
Have you ever been?
No, man.
That's fun.
That's not my scene.
It's fun.
I'm sure
like
it is.
Once
it's just,
or twice.
It's just not for me. Because people, I don't feel like I could casually go to it. It seems like the people that go are really into it.
I don't have the courage to go. I love that era. Like, that's my favorite era in reading, video games, everything. I love medieval times.
But you don't have the courage?
But I don't. Like, I would love to dress up in, like, live-action role play, but I'm just, like, I can't do it. Like, I would just, like, oh, God.
Because you really have to be committed to it. And, Ian, if you discovered anything from your time down there, it's that these folks are very committed to their craft.
It is a commitment, yes.
Did you get a giant turkey leg while you were down there, though?
No, I opted not to, actually. Sorry, Mahoney.
You opted not to?
Yeah, I didn't. I would. I didn't. It was
He
early.
Was busy interviewing people. Yeah.
I feel like you could hold a microphone in one hand and hold a turkey leg in the other.
Oh, you disappointed Mahoney.
Well, that is a good point.
Here you go. Ian's interesting individual from the Renaissance Festival this weekend.
Come one, come all! To Ian's interesting
at the Age of Chivalry. I've met the Archbishop, and he is going to take my confession. Archbishop, how are you?
I am churchy today. Churchy, I'm a priest.
My confession to you, I really have no idea what's going on at this place. I've never been to a Renaissance fair. You know what? One thing I am looking for, wenches.
So am I. That's one of the great things about the Renaissance fair is that a lot of them wear corsets and put them up at bustiers, and make their goods more available. Yeah. So you're not my target audience, because hopefully you tell me some sins and then we reenact those sins.
You do not want to reenact my sins.
Plus, you're not my target demographic.
Exactly.
Wenches are. That's my target demographics that I want to, you know, hear their sins, or at least rewatch while they redo them or whatever else. Make sure that they're really sins, so that way I can offer true absolution.
Sounds like a well-adjusted man.
We're respecting wenches, right?
Yeah, totally. We're giving them exactly what they deserve.
Which is what?
Well, free flogging.
Are you the official flogger?
I can be.
Is that considered chivalrous?
No, they love it. You can go up to anybody and they love a good flogging. Okay. Do you like a free drink?
Sure.
All right. Here, give him some of your drink.
I've only got water.
Okay, so I'm outside the King Sausage Stand. I have found
a satyr.
A satyr. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a horny goat boy.
What'd you order, by the way?
Cajun sausage.
There you go. Here. Wait. Sign for your Cajun sausage.
Already signed it for you. Thank you.
Explain a satyr. You're just half goat, half man?
Yeah, we're mythical creatures. Pan is probably the most famous example of a satyr. The females are called fawns.
If you don't mind, what's your real name?
Max.
Max. Now, Max, what do you do, like, for a living?
Well, I have a couple different jobs. I'm actually a model, and I do burlesque dancing as well. And then I have a regular job where I work in the motorcycle industry.
What? Excuse me, wench.
Hi.
They call this the Age of Chivalry, but not one person has held a door open for me today.
Are there doors around to be held open?
Touche, wench. Touche. Why do you have a dirty bathtub right behind you?
I've been making child stew. Would you like some?
I gotta drive. I think I'm okay. It looks somewhat appetizing, though.
It's delicious.
No, I'm joking. Wench, that looks disgusting. That is brown water.
Listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I feel like everyone there was either really undersexed or oversexed, one of the two. I mean, it's
something I learned, very sexual at these Renaissance fairs.
Yeah. I mean, you got all those boobs, like, just like Lots of up.
Who knew guys did burlesque?
I know.
That's a new one for me.
I want to hang with that guy. He does burlesque and works on motorcycles.
Yep.
And dresses up for Renaissance festivals. What a guy,
man. I hope he combines that into his show.
Yeah.
Ooh. What?
Vroom, vroom.
Hey, you're revving my engine, mister. X175, Dave Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
All right, let's start this week out with a nice positive message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, it's Nate. Who hates you? You guys suck. That's it.
Message deleted.
Nah, I don't believe him. No, I don't believe
the lady
it.
Doth protest too much.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Monday morning, bros. I got my dog. I got my blizz dog. All right. Woo! Wait. Y'all want a pizza pie? You want a pizza pizza pie?
Message deleted.
What was a blitz dog anyway? Do we remember? I don't remember what a blitz dog is. Ian?
Wasn't it a hot dog in a blizzard?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
It's either a hot dog or a corn dog stuffed into a blizzard.
Oh, was it a corn dog?
Yeah. That's right.
That sounds kind of yummy.
I mean, yes.
You got the saltiness and then you got the sweetness.
Yeah, with the pancake around it.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than a corn dog.
See, this is why we're obese.
This is why we're all so fat.
Nothing wrong. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I just thought I'd give you a call. I'm an avid listener and listen about just every morning, but I've never heard anybody be so passionate about a bidet. The only people that should be that passionate about a bidet are people that do full body waxes. Come on.
Message deleted.
Well, I am thinking about getting the laser hair removal.
Oh, boy.
Done.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Why?
Everywhere, Dave.
Oh, no.
You know, not like the forearms or the legs, but
can
like
we just, the armpits?
Can but we like, just have I would say like knees
a moment
up
where we mourn the soul of whoever it is that gets tasked with laser hair removing every hair on Mahoney's body.
Can I go with?
Oh, okay. Please.
Please.
You got to stay above the curtain, Ian.
Actually, you know what? I would want to go just because I want to see how that whole process goes.
You don't want to see
like, I don't want to get like the taintal area waxed because that would hurt really bad.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to continue to do that. And I don't want like the growth back in. But if you just like shot me with a laser back there, we're cool. I want to get, you know, tell me that's a zone that just does not need hair. It just doesn't. Seriously, yeah. It's about cleanliness, much like bidets. Bidets are about cleanliness. Like it is so much cleaner.
Are you saying that God has a design flaw?
We just haven't evolved. We're just behind, Dave. We haven't evolved to our final form yet.
That's what it is.
Which will all be hairless.
Yeah.
Except for on top of my head. That's
yeah.
Why does it fall out everywhere that else?
Are you gonna laser off your armpit hair?
No.
Okay. I don't
your nipple so. Hair?
Nipple hair, yeah.
Oh, it's got it.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a lot of nipple hair, man.
Yeah. But it's really long and stringy, isn't it?
Nah, it's just a little, it's curly.
Ah.
Oh.
Ah, curly nipple hair.
Mahoney.
Think about
whatever,
that
man.
This morning.
Keep them separated.
Oh, God.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
If you missed the all-new blooper reel that debuted on Friday, we got that coming up for you here shortly. Also, Al Michaels makes a joke during last night's Sunday Night Football broadcast and then quickly has to apologize for it. Is that the first time we've ever heard something like that where he actually apologized within the same broadcast?
Maybe? I don't know.
It's the only time I can remember. I'll play that audio for you in just a moment as well, and your chance to win some tickets to Fright Dome with the movie quote quiz. It's all coming up next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So Al Michaels was doing Sunday Night Football last night, and he made a joke about Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein, of course, in the news everywhere, and the fallout continues for him. He has gone to rehab to try to, you know, better himself and blah, blah, blah.
Rehab.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Checked himself in for therapy and counseling and whatever. Like
all that stuff.
It's something that's been brewing for a long time, you can tell, with Harvey Weinstein because of the mass exodus of all of his supporters.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And the thing about rehab, too, I have no problem with anyone going to rehab and wanting to better themselves,
right.
But it's so just like, ugh.
It's cliche when somebody
when
gets
you get
in trouble.
Caught.
Right, when you get caught, you're
when
like,
you get caught.
Oh, now I need to go stop
yeah,
doing
this. This is like, what?
30 years?
Yeah. It's gone
at least.
Years.
I mean, there's video clips that are popping up all over the place. Like, there was one of Courtney Love, who I'm no fan of Courtney Love in any way, shape, or form, but when she was doing The People vs. Larry Flint, you know, came out in 2005 and was talking about don't go to a meeting with Harvey Weinstein when if it's at the Four Seasons. And then she said she was blackballed, which maybe she was by Miramax after that.
Well, here you go. This is Al Michaels' joke from Sunday Night Football last night. And again, he apologized for this immediately after. I'll play you the apology, too.
I mean, let's face it. The Giants are coming off a worse week than Harvey Weinstein. And they're up by 14 points.
Was that Romo giving it the...
No. It's Chris Collinsworth.
Oh, was that Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm thinking NBC Sunday night. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's maybe a little too soon on that.
Let's just keep stuff like that out of... You know, Sunday Night Football or football in general. Like, let's keep politics out of football. Let's keep, you know, horrible, horrible, horrible stories that you shouldn't be joking about out of that. Like, I'm not offended by that, but it's just dumb.
But if you were somebody that was that was assaulted by Harvey Weinstein, you probably wouldn't think it was that funny. That's just my guess.
You probably have some hard feelings about it.
Well, Al Michaels quickly reversed course on this, actually apologized during the broadcast a little bit later.
Back in Denver, sorry I made a reference earlier before, tried to be a little flip about somebody obviously very much in the news all over the country and was not meant in that manner. So my apologies, and we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I think he was trying to be relevant.
Maybe write down the apology before you start making it.
That was, it just backfired. That's basically
it's just dumb. I mean, and I, you know, here's the thing. There are going to be jokes because this is an industry. This is something that happened in Hollywood. And so there's obviously going to be comedians out there who are going to make jokes about this. Much like, you know how like people have been making jokes about this for years, trying to like get the word out. I don't have a problem with that. You don't attack the victims. You know, you don't do that. But making a joke isn't the same as attacking a victim, in my opinion. When it comes, it's just there is a time and a place for those jokes to happen. And we saw that with, you know, we saw that with Seth MacFarlane doing that at the Oscars. Kind of, there's no bigger place for him to like kind of put the word out there because, you know, it turns out that was a direct shot at Harvey because one of his friends and coworkers who he had worked with over the years was, you know, harassed by Harvey Weinstein.
So let me play this one more audio clip for you because Al Michaels' joke was pretty flippant and pretty quick there. Yeah. And it was just, I don't think he was trying to be disrespectful. It was just like,
no, it was just a bad
joke. The Giants
have
had a really bad week, almost as bad of a week as Harvey Weinstein. We get it. But Rose McGowan is going after James Corden because he hosted a gala on Friday night in Los Angeles and he was also joking about the whole Harvey Weinstein thing. And she's saying that he went way too far with it. Have a listen. You can decide for yourself.
Right here in L.A., it's so beautiful. Harvey Weinstein has already asked tonight up to his hotel to give him a massage. I don't know whether that groan was that you like that joke or you don't like that joke. If you don't like that joke, you should probably leave now. It has been weird this week, though, hasn't it? Watching Harvey Weinstein in hot water. Ask any of the women who watched him take a bath. It's weird watching Harvey Weinstein in hot water. Harvey Weinstein wanted to come tonight, but he'll settle for whatever potted plant is closest.
I mean,
look, they're groan worthy. That's for sure. I mean, they're certainly groan. But it's comedy.
He's a comedian.
This is what we say every time that, you know, somebody is going to bag on a comedian. There's a time and a place, certainly, but it's the intent behind those jokes. Right. If there's malicious intent behind jokes, that's where I have a problem. But if there's no malicious intent, then it's just a joke. Comedy is supposed to be controversial in certain ways.
It's tragedy plus time. Like, it may be a little too soon.
Well, but this is something that has been going on for a long time. Look at, and for anybody who says that that's something that never should be joked about, look at Hannibal Buress. Hannibal Buress was the guy who was responsible for getting Bill Cosby, like bringing light to all of that. Comedy created that. He went viral. A joke he was saying, like a set that he did talking about Bill Cosby and what he did, is the thing that got the word out.
Yeah.
And I think over the years, you look at these comedians, you look at the actresses, and you look at the people who have taken shots at Harvey Weinstein, and it just kind of accumulated until finally you could push that boulder off the hill because he was a powerful guy in Hollywood and could ruin these people's careers even if they spoke out. And now it all came together, and now we're where we are now. Should Rose McGowan be going after James Corden, calling him the worst worst person ever? No, you know who one of the worst people ever is? Harvey Weinstein, for what he did. James Corden is just commenting on a social situation.
Well, yeah, and plus it's relevant. You want to comment about something that's relevant.
If you're doing a comedy set at a gala on Friday night and you're James Corden, like, the low-hanging fruit is obviously Harvey Weinstein jokes. Everyone's talking about
What's in the news.
But like Mahoney said, it's just the intent behind the joke.
Yeah. There's no malicious intent.
But there wasn't anything bad about it.
Yeah, don't lump James Corden into that same category, like demonizing him for something that Harvey Weinstein did. Stay mad at Harvey Weinstein for all the terrible things.
Here's James Corden, and then here's Harvey Weinstein. They're not on the same level.
If you start blaming people like James Corden and you start like just lashing out at everyone, you're just yelling into the wind at this point, and your words no longer mean anything at that point.
Rose McGowan absolutely has a right to be furious if everything that happened to her, which I believe that it did, based on all of the evidence that we've seen about Harvey Weinstein. But I would say make sure that you stay mad at the right person, which is Harvey Weinstein.
Absolutely.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, if you'd like to play the movie quote quiz, why don't you give us a buzz right now? 702-791-1075 is the phone number. If you win the movie quote quiz today, we're going to give you some passes to Fright Dome over at Circus Circus. Dave Mahoney, X107.5.
It's the movie quote quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Cole is joining us this morning. Cole, you could be going to Fright Dome for free if you're able to win at the movie quote quiz. Do you listen to the show regularly? Have you heard this feature before?
Yes, I do.
Does it make you really mad when people blow it on the movie quote quiz because you know it?
Sometimes. Sometimes I know it, sometimes I don't.
All right. Well,
what is your favorite movie, Cole, just to give us some reference?
Probably the first Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really?
Okay.
Okay.
How old are you?
20.
All right. So some of these movies may...
Oh, boy.
Be before your time.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
Probably everyone, because this is mostly just a nostalgia segment for me and Dave to go, oh, yeah, I love that movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
If you get one correct today, you'll hear the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's a disappointing pony. You must get 3 out of 5 correct in order to win the Fright Dome tickets. Are you ready for quote number one?
Yep.
All right. Keep in mind, if I played for you and you don't hear well enough or you just want to hear it a second time, no problem, but you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after the second time it plays. Here is quote number one.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Asps. Very dangerous. You go first.
One more time.
Oh, boy.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Asps. Very dangerous. You go first.
I want to say like Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones is right.
Yay!
You want to say. It's Indiana Jones.
It's Indiana Jones. Cool. Yeah.
Well done. You're on the board with one. Raiders of the Lost Ark, to be specific.
Oh, boy. Oh, you know.
Yeah. All right, here we go. On to quote number two.
Training Pie Hulk! Como se llama? No! Kelly Clarkson!
That's going to be 40-year-old version.
All right,
there we
go.
A little bit more contemporary within the last 10 years.
Okay, let's back it back up then.
No! Get to the chopper!
Ooh, I don't know that one.
Just play it one more time, Dave.
No! Get to the chopper!
Any guesses?
Yeah, I got no clue on that one.
Is that Commando?
No,
what is that?
It's Predator. Actually.
Is that Predator?
Does anybody like tell someone like to get in your car? You'd be like, get to that chopper.
I'm the only one. I've always wanted a helicopter just so I could yell, get to the chopper. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator. But yeah, I mean, I understand how you wouldn't get that. It's an iconic phrase, but everyone's like, what movie was that from?
I haven't seen the original Predator in 20 years.
It's all right.
25 years.
You got one incorrect there. Here we go. On to the next one.
Hey, everybody. We're all going to get laid.
Yeah, I don't know that one either.
Hey, everybody. We're all going to get laid.
It was Rodney Dangerfield. Does that help at all?
No.
Oh, boy. Caddyshack. He's 20. That movie came out like 15 years before he was born.
That movie was so good, though.
All right.
Rodney Dangerfield, a national treasure, never got the respect he deserved, Dave.
That's true. All right, here we go. Fifth and final one. You must get this one correct in order to win the tickets. Otherwise, we're just giving away to call number 10, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
I just want to say one thing to my wife at home.
Yo, Adrian! Adrian!
What?
Ooh, man.
Come on, Cole.
That was Sylvester Stallone.
Uh-huh.
In Rocky.
Yeah!
There you go!
You did it, Cole!
Wow. Yay!
I was so worried that you weren't going to do it, but I get to play it for you.
Yes!
Wow. That was really close, guys.
Whew. Going to Fright Dome for free. Congratulations, man. Thank you for listening. Well done today.
Sweet. Thank you very much.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Got top stories coming up for you here in a couple of minutes. Also, a new feature called Mahoney's Timeless Terrible Tweets. He is, I kid you not, he's going through his timeline on his own Twitter page back to 2009 and laughing at his own tweets that nobody liked.
I mean, they're funny.
Some of them are. Some of them, you know, I see why no one liked them.
There was just one.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Overall, pretty funny stuff. Man, I can't believe no one liked these.
I know. What the hell, man? I mean, I am an undiscovered talent.
Yeah, that's... we'll read you some of these tweets. You can decide for yourself what kind of talent people are missing out on next.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
If you're looking for some part-time work coming up here in Las Vegas, good news, Amazon is adding 1,500 seasonal jobs here in Nevada. So if you're looking to do some packing, work in the warehouse, again, around the holiday time, Amazon has an uptick in business, and so they're offering seasonal work, also offering full-time warehouse associates and seasonal warehouse associates as well. So again, Amazon hiring a whole bunch of people here in Las Vegas in the very short term. So a Texas county worker was arrested for stealing fajitas.
What? Like from a Mexican restaurant?
$1.2 million worth of fajitas.
What?
Over 9 years.
Oh.
I mean, even over 9 years, that seems like an obscene amount of fajitas.
Right. That's still like $100,000 worth of fajitas annually.
Is it like chicken fajitas, steak fajitas?
I mean, he must be going like the full blown, getting the scrimps in there fajitas. Ooh. Like, you know, the $25 a plate.
This guy's
fajitas.
Name is Gilberto. He was fired in August and arrested after authorities obtained a search warrant for his refrigerator.
Oh my God.
Found packages of the Tex-Mex food in his refrigerator. The scheme imploded when he missed work one day in August for a medical appointment, and a delivery driver showed up with 800 pounds of fajitas.
What was he doing? Was he eating this fajitas?
Was he like selling them?
I don't know.
Officials say the juvenile department didn't serve fajitas, so the 800 pounds of fajitas were a little bit suspect, so he was ordering all of these fajitas. I assume he had to have been reselling them, right?
Black market for fajitas?
I mean, I'll buy some black market fajitas if you knock them down to the prices right, you know? $5 for a plate of fajitas? Sold.
So,
Sophie
Turner.
Out of the back of your trunk all day long.
You're at a gas station. Some guy's like, hey, you want to buy a stereo? And $13,000 worth of fajitas? My man.
Or like he opens his trench coat.
Yeah. No, he pulls off the back of a pickup truck.
He pulls out the gas nozzle, throws it on there, lights a match, and
flaming hot tea. Fajitas on the spot.
Sold.
That's an obscene amount of fajitas. I mean, I almost, the ingenuity. But also, who's doing the accounting there where they can lose $100,000 worth of fajitas a year?
No, more than $100,000. Yeah, that's $1.2 million over 9 years. So, I mean, damn.
How did they miss that?
I don't know, man. That's quite the embezzling scheme. So Sophie Turner, 21 years old, who is an actress on Game of Thrones.
She plays Sansa.
She's
a very pretty young lady.
Yeah. She has accepted a proposal from Joe Jonas to be engaged.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute Jonas.
Isn't he like the least talented Jonas, though?
Yeah.
I thought it was a curly-haired one.
I just know Nick Jonas has a song. Like, isn't that like the DNCE Kicked by the Ocean song?
No, that's the other Jonas.
That's the one who's engaged.
That's Joe Jonas?
That's...
Is the DNCE?
Right.
Isn't there... Jonases, right?
What?
You're supposed to be our Jonas Brother expert.
Yes.
Oh, I never liked the Jonas Brothers.
Nick Jonas is the dreamy one who does all the underwear ads.
Oh, I never thought he was dreamy.
Oh.
I thought it was Joe Jonas.
I didn't either.
Okay.
No, I didn't. Why would you say that?
I don't think
he's dreamy.
Joe Jonas is the guy from DNCE, Cake by the Ocean.
All right.
Which, I didn't know this because, you know, it's a stupid song, whatever.
It's a fun song.
It's a dumb song.
I don't even know
I mean, the lyrics. You know, our sister stations play it. You know, KLUC and Mix.
The ocean.
It's a no. If you look up what like
Cake
by Joe Jonas. Okay, yeah, okay.
If you look up what Cake by the Ocean is, you are going to be shocked.
It has another meaning?
Oh, it's dirty.
What is it?
It is super. I can't. It's so dirty, the Federal Communications Commission will not allow me to say it on the radio. But
what's
it involves.
It's called Cake by the Ocean.
Yeah.
Cake. Oh.
Hold on.
There's no way to say what it is.
No, but I just like to be here when Sylvia discovers things.
Wait, hold on.
Don't look up the lyrics. Look up the real meaning.
Oh,
of
the
it.
Real meaning.
Meaning yes. of Cake by the Ocean.
I think I have to look up on my phone for that. Hold on. Oh, man. Okay. Cake by the Ocean.
Yeah, he's talking about eating cake by the ocean, which, you know, it's there's a famous drink that when you were a kid, your parents would order, you know, like.
Am I doing images?
On you know, something on the beach?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
But if you're eating cake by the ocean.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
So stop that, Joe Jonas. But good on him. I mean, he's.
I'm not finding anything.
He's certainly getting the better of that deal, I would say. Because she is a very talented actress and way better looking than he is.
So Larry Flint really does not like Donald Trump. He is offering a $10 million bounty on information to impeach Donald Trump.
What?
I mean, I guess if you're going to put your money where your mouth is, Larry Flint has reportedly taken out a massive full-page ad. It was in this weekend's Washington Post. A closely typed wanted poster offering $10 million to anyone willing to offer up information that might lead to the impeachment of Donald Trump. I didn't know that Larry Flint hated Donald Trump that much, but I guess
Larry Flint is not a big fan of politicians. He actually went after a guy whose name is Bob Livingston, who was going to be like the Speaker of the House years ago and offered up $1 million, you know, like years and years ago, basically the equivalent of $10 million today to get dirt on any members of Congress who they could get
rid
of.
Like a sexual encounter with a member of Congress.
Because they were going up against obscenity. They didn't like obscenity, you know, and so they were, you know, living these pious lives and, you know, casting down upon Larry Flint.
Larry Flint very, very famously published the Hustler magazine.
Yes.
Which, by the way, does Larry Flint still have $10 million? I mean, is Hustler magazine still a thing?
I don't know.
Are magazines still a thing?
I mean, they've got a giant strip club here in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Hustler clubs are all over.
Do they actually run that, or is that just like they license the name?
No, I know what Cake by the Ocean is now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What do you think?
So,
I know.
Are you blushing?
So Larry Flint recently sold a building. Watching Million Dollar Listing on Bravo, one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
They sold a building to two of the guys who are real estate agents and made quite the pretty penny. So I think Larry Flint is still worth
the cash, huh? Okay.
Wow.
What?
According to Celebrity Net Worth, so take this for
what it's worth.
They say he's worth $500 million.
Half a billion?
I believe it.
With a B?
Yeah.
Wow.
With a D.
What?
Wait.
Sylvia.
That's a B, Sylvia. I know. You said B. Half a billion.
No, I know.
Keep the D out of it, okay?
Yeah, that's dollars.
Yeah.
Settle down. It's a family-friendly show, Sylvia.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're a weirdo.
I'm not a weirdo.
She's so pretty.
Shut up!
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So they're saying Hugh Hefner was only worth $43 million and Larry Flint's worth $500 million.
Wow.
Like,
is it because he's raunchier?
I mean, just expanded into more empires, I suppose.
I mean, because there's like Playboy.
I think Hugh Hefner also lost a lot of his money because he just refused to give up stock and sell when the company was doing well.
Yeah.
Whereas Larry Flint, like you said, ventured out a little bit, realized the magazines were drying up.
Yeah.
X107.5. Oh, come on.
Mahoney's timeless, terrible tweets.
So this is a new feature that we decided to start on the show today, and it wasn't planned. It was literally because Mahoney was going back through his own timeline on Twitter and loudly laughing at his own jokes and then, like a curmudgeon, complaining that they didn't get any likes.
You gonna retweet yourself?
I'm going to tweet these out. Yes.
No, retweet them.
You retweet yourself. That's a boss move right there. Now, you think that it was just simply a mistake that these didn't get any likes because they were before the time of Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, right? a lot of these tweets are from 8 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Like eight plus eight, you know, between 5 and 8 years ago, most of these. Or when I, you know.
A lot of people weren't on Twitter 8 years ago.
Yeah. No, so. And then like the likes were, you know, not I as think given
people
freely.
People were more judicious sure. with right. their likes back then.
Whatever you got to tell yourself.
Well, this first one that we're going to start off with, Dave, ooh. Comes to us from June 29th, 2009. It got zero retweets and zero likes.
No comments.
No comments either.
Oh.
Sometimes I wish inanimate objects had feelings so I could hurt them.
See, there's one like over there.
Like, retweet.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. We have to thoroughly judge this. Ian?
No.
You pass on that
I would
one?
Not retweet or like.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh,
I'm good in concept.
I'm your fan right now.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
So you got one like. One
all
like.
Right. Yeah. This one comes to us from July 5th, 2009.
Okay. So right after 4th of July. Yeah.
Condiments are neither condoms nor mints. Discuss.
I like that one.
Perfect. Yeah, that one. Yeah. Brilliant.
Three likes.
Three
on that
likes.
One.
All right. Keep that one. Retweet that one.
Yeah,
I agree. Too.
Okay.
And right after the 4th of July too. So it was probably inspired
yes,
by like
by all the condiments,
hot dogs, or uh-huh. hamburger, little patty.
All the squeezing relish, yeah, which yeah. that's oh, so gross.
Man, what are you doing with the squeezing relish?
So gross. Stop that. Yeah. Okay. This one is from June 23rd, 2009.
Okay.
Goatees are like mullets for your face. No?
Yeah.
No likes, no retweets, no comments on that one.
No.
No. Nothing.
You can toss that one.
As a guy who used to have a goatee, I am offended.
You had a goatee.
Kind of.
All right.
I was thinking about growing one, too.
Were you?
Yeah, I think I
might. You're going to have to.
Now that I know that it's a mullet for my face, I'm even more inspired to do so, yeah.
Dave, you're going to have to find that one out.
All right.
See it.
It's not good.
This one is not funny, but this is a throwback to our early days of the show.
Okay.
Because we posed a question because, you know, we had, you know, there were a lot of phrases that we used back then. You know, douche canoe was one of our favorites that has still kind of, you know, meandered over the years. We have the douche roll.
That's cute.
But we posed a question on October 23rd, 2009.
All right.
What do we call female douchebags?
Oh, yeah.
And because, you know, because douchebag is generally, it's you for associate guys. With you guys, yeah. But what do you call a female douchebag? And this one was given to us by one of our listeners. My new favorite word of the day is douchebaguette. 0 likes, 0 retweets, 0 comments.
Douchebaguette, I'll give that a
it
like.
It sounds so elegant, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're such a douchebaguette.
Do you want to go to a cafe and have a douchebaguette?
I do.
So a like, Ian?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah,
I'll just great. Retweet it.
You just retweet.
Just,
no
just
like,
to
oh,
retweet.
That's cold. That's yeah, cold to retweet. That's like, I'm here to support you, but I don't like you.
And one of the last ones coming from 2009. This is, I believe, we were on Christmas break.
Okay.
A lot of my tweets from back then were either about food, poop, or dating.
Oh, you've grown up so much since
so
then.
Much. So many things. So many things have changed since then. So this one's from December 22nd, 2009.
Uh-huh.
Telling a girl that she's 1 in 607. Damn it.
Oh, boy.
It's such a big number. I don't know how to say it.
Okay. Oh. All right. 670,000, maybe?
No. It's telling a girl that she's 1 in 6,791,800,000 people doesn't have quite the same ring as telling her that she's 1 in a million, even though she'd be 1 of 6,791 then. That was the Earth's population back on December 22nd, 2009.
Hey, how many likes on that one?
Zero Cricket. Likes.
How many retweets?
Zero.
How many comments?
Zero.
See, okay. I would comment that one.
But that is a valid point, you know? Like, if you tell a girl she's 1 in a million,
yeah.
You know, that really, you're 1 in 6,791. And it's increased even more since then.
You know what they say about a joke, Mahoney? If you have to explain it, it's probably not a very good joke. No, you see, it's funny because...
That was a good joke, man.
You can stash that one.
And then this last one's not a joke. This one just says, sometimes I wish I could buy a single regular taco from Jack in the Box.
I like that.
Yep.
And retweet. And comment.
Best one.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
In hindsight, though, out of those seven tweets that you just read,
yeah,
you did get a total of 5 likes across all 7 of them. So,
and like one retweet. And one,
yeah. Well, yeah, 2 retweets, I guess, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And a comment. I'll go to jail.
Not bad.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney. Yeah,
which one really made you laugh?
Well,
there was one that really got the big old belly laugh from you.
I mean, it was the condiments.
The condiments
are neither condiments.
That was pretty good.
Dormants.
Yeah.
There was another one in there, but I can't find it. It's so funny. This was from 2011. Remember there was a Liam Neeson movie like about the gods and stuff like that, and they had the Kraken in there.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, it's like I imagine when Liam Neeson drops a deuce, he yells, "Release the Kraken!" But you have to have context.
Yeah.
Six years ago.
If you set out the context and then tell the joke, that works. It's you can't tell the joke and then go back and try to give the context, you know, because then it's whew.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep mining for the gold.
Yeah,
it's in there.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
All right, so Ian screwed up royally last week. Actually had Bossy Rossi fairly mad at him because he forgot to put in a promo. How could you, Ian?
Whoops. Sorry. Yeah.
So he had to spend 37 seconds with Tracy. And speaking of releasing the crapping, he actually caught up with Tracy in the restroom.
Well, I did, but then I couldn't play that one.
Because it was too...
There were some noises.
Too noisy. Yeah.
There's noises in the
background. A lot of echo in there.
Yeah. But 37 seconds of Tracy is coming up. Also going to be checking the voicemail again if you want to get a message in there. 702-889-7352. And top stories coming up.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So we just did Mahoney's timeless, terrible tweets. And you were shocked that some of these didn't get likes.
Yeah.
You posted this one. And I have some bad news for you, man.
What?
The top one there.
Yeah.
What does it say?
What? Sometimes I wish inanimate objects had feelings so I could hurt them?
Yeah.
What?
You spelled inanimate wrong. It's an inanimate object. You put inadamant.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, you did.
Sure. Sometimes I wish inanimate objects had feelings so I could hurt them.
That's why no one
That's
liked
why no
it.
One liked it.
Oh, buddy.
Inanimate means that they don't move.
No, I'm talking about inanimate.
Oh, really? So things that aren't adamant?
They're not pushy. Want to hurt their feelings.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Anytime that Ian screws up around these parts, he has to have a conversation with Tracy, our engineer, who just frankly does not like him.
I think he's growing on Tracy. You know, Tracy's just a man who...
He doesn't other humans.
He doesn't have a lot of time. He's busy keeping all the radio stations. We got a lot of radio stations here at CBS. He's got to keep them up and running. That is his job.
Did you see his ID outside his office?
Yeah, so like a lot of people have plaques outside of their doors that say, you know, like
their
Ross
name.
Mahoney, Program Director, X107.5. His just says, go away. Just says go away. Just to give you an idea of Tracy and
you know,
how warm and inviting he is. So anytime that Ian screws up, he has to have a conversation that lasts at a minimum 37 seconds with Tracy. And you originally recorded one in the bathroom, had to scrap that one because it was too...
Too noisy.
Too noisy. Got it. Okay.
What's going on in our bathroom, sir?
Well, things echo.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Here's 37 seconds with Tracy. 37 seconds with Tracy. I messed up, so here's 37 seconds.
Hey, so Tracy, the last time I interviewed you, I couldn't play it because we were in the bathroom and you were taking such a huge dump. But how you been, man?
That is wildly inaccurate, and I was okay until right this minute.
I'll tell you this, you'd look good if I had my beer goggles on. Tracy, do you put your pants on one leg at a time just like everybody else?
No, I'm lowered into them by a specially designed crane.
Tracy, we're friends, so I think we should give each other nicknames. Give me a nickname.
Wait, can you define friends first?
No.
You can be Skippy.
Okay, I got one for you. You can be...
Difficult to say, but I like it.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
You just heard Rise Against. They are going to be headlining night number one of Holiday Havoc, the joint Wednesday, December 6th. Mondo Cosmo, New Politics, Royal Blood, Portugal the Man, and Rise Against. Your chance to win tickets to that show for free coming up next.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Night number one of Holiday Havoc. Tickets still available. It's going to be happening at the Joint Site, the Hard Rock, Wednesday, December 6th. Mondo Cosmo, Royal Blood, Portugal the Man, Rise Against, and this band, New Politics. If you are calling number 10 right now, it's 702-791-1075. You are going for free. Good luck. X107.5.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Andrea is joining us this morning from Central Las Vegas. Hey, Andrea, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Call number 10. You are going to night number one of Holiday Havoc for free.
So excited. I love them.
Out of which band, out of all the bands that are playing, which band do you love the most?
New Politics.
Oh, New Politics, really? Okay.
They're my absolute favorite.
Really?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, look forward to seeing you at the show Wednesday, December 6th, over at the Joint Side of the Hard Rock. Mondo Cosmo, New Politics, Royal Blood, Portugal the Man, Rise Against, all together on a single night, and we'll see you there.
Yes, 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 yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, yay.
Thank you.
All right.
Tickets are available, and they are very reasonable. Just saying.
Yep.
So happy.
You can come hang out with us. We'll be there.
You gonna be reading your old tweets?
Yeah, I'll get on stage and read my old tweets in between the sets. I'm sure that'll entertain the thousands of people who are going to be there that
See,
night.
That's
laugh.
Actually going to be the headliner now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. We just decided that. I mean, why waste time with all of these stupid bands?
Dave, I would love to do that, but they can't afford me, and we don't want the ticket prices to go up.
Oh, yes, wow. Yes.
So, you know, the whole Harvey Weinstein thing is starting to ruffle some feathers with some of the other Hollywood elite, if you will, that maybe have done similar things. Woody Allen, of all people, stepped out and said that he is worried that this may lead to a, quote, witch hunt for any guy that winks at any girl in the office.
Woody Allen?
Woody Allen, the guy that's married to his step-granddaughter?
Daughter.
His stepdaughter.
So he
neat. Okay, cool.
It was his adopted daughter of what was it, Diane Keaton?
Yeah, so it was his daughter.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should be winking at anybody.
You know, maybe if you're Woody Allen and you're a world renowned creep, maybe you shouldn't be commenting on this.
Maybe just right now?
Did I just wink?
Yeah.
No. I blinked.
Oh.
A wink is with one eye.
I know. You're just
a blink is with two. No, you just winked at me.
No, I didn't.
Stop it. Well, now the Hollywood Reporter has a conversation with an actress, broadcaster, and a correspondent for Inside Edition, Lisa Guerrero, who opened up earlier this week about a bizarre audition process that she underwent for Steven Seagal's 1997 thriller, Fire Down Below.
He just looks like a cartoon version of himself.
Guerrero said that she was invited to his mansion for the audition. Sensed something weird was going on, she insisted that the film's casting director accompany her. When the two arrived, they were greeted at the door by Seagal himself, clad in a silk robe.
Well, and was apparently, I don't know if that's too shocking for Steven Seagal, because he did fancy himself to be one with like the Asian martial arts.
Vladimir Putin.
That's actually Steven Seagal talking about Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I'm not shocked that he would answer the door in a silk robe. That's not the shocking part.
She says that he was surprised to see the casting director there,
mm-hmm.
gave her the audition, and then she escaped back to her car, only to be summoned back to the mansion later that day for a, quote, private rehearsal with Steven Seagal.
Vladimir Putin.
Ugh.
Creepy.
Yeah, Steven Seagal.
I don't know. Like,
he just looks creepy.
If you would go to like
sweaty.
Someone's house and they open the door and you see them in their robe.
Vladimir Putin.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And then they wink at you. Like, yeah.
You know, if this kind of stuff's going on, it's good that it's come to the forefront of a national conversation, because it's just there's no place for it in this day and age.
If you're Steven Seagal, you can get laid by people. You're famous.
Yes.
You have plenty of money. You have a mansion in Beverly Hills.
With the people who want to sleep with
yes.
you.
Yes. Stop forcing yourself on people that don't want it.
Yes. It's that simple. Because
Sylvia, maybe you'll like this. Starbucks is rumored to be planning a zombie frappuccino for Halloween. Ooh, I know how much you love Halloween.
Ooh, how cute. Do they have a picture of it?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Just rumors at this point, but the zombie frappuccino will be made with green apple powder, pink whipped cream on top to look like brains, and a pink mocha drizzle.
Oh, I don't know if I like the apple.
See, I've always hated Halloween up until this year. My daughter's starting to get into it.
Yeah.
She loves the movie Trolls, Poppy.
Oh, yeah.
And we got her a costume. of Poppy, she put on the little hair that like sticks straight up.
Yeah.
And she loves it. Like she grabbed the phone and was just looking at herself going, ah.
Cutest thing ever.
Are you going to take her out actually to trick or treat around the neighborhood?
Yeah. And I'm going to dress up like Branch from Trolls. And the
you're going to dress up.
Wife's
going
to dress it. Oh yeah. I mean,
that's like, a big move.
When it's for the kids at this point, I am all in.
I've known you for 15 years, man.
I hate dressing up.
I've seen you dress up once. You've left me hanging so many times.
I don't like dressing up. Uh-huh. I've never liked dressing up. However, there's a house around the corner that has all the Halloween decorations up.
Yeah.
And she sat over there yesterday for about 20 minutes saying hi to each one of the decorations.
Yeah,
it's really cute. Speaking of things outside of houses, found another tarantula. Isn't that great? Outside of my house.
So you rescued it and gave it to one of the people who were offering to come pick it up on your Facebook, right?
No. I tried to kill it. It escaped.
Uh-oh.
Little bastard. So there's a...
You messed up.
Yeah, I know.
Because he's going to come for you now.
I have no
this
idea.
This is how every revenge movie happens, man.
I have no idea how many tarantulas are under this. So like the big like front part in front of my house is where I found the first tarantula.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a hole that was dug out, and I'm like, that's a tarantula hole. That's definitely another tarantula hole.
Like a nest.
Yeah, and so there's a hole up front on the top, and then there's a hole like in between two rocks towards the bottom.
Yeah.
And I went out there when I came home on Saturday night just to see if the hole had been dug back up. And sure enough, it had been dug back up because I'd filled it in two or three times. And I'm like, oh, this. And then sure enough, I went over there and I shined my light in there and I saw its little legs.
Oh, my gosh.
Sticking out.
Have you gotten like a bug guy?
Yeah, a bug guy. And so listen to this, though. I went to the other side to where the other hole was.
Yeah.
And there was a black widow sitting right there.
Oh, boy.
So you got to burn that out of the house, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you sure they weren't they're just celebrating Halloween? You know, the tarantulas are out there decorating. You know, putting up the webs and getting ready to eat babies and all that stuff.
Wait, what?
That's what they do.
Mahoney, are you going to dress up?
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
No, Sylvia.
I had a great question.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to dress
up. No one knew what my question was.
I'll be handing out
candy
in my house.
No one heard it.
Mahoney, are you going to dress up?
No one heard it.
Yes.
How dare you?
Go ahead, ask it again.
No, I don't want to.
Mahoney, are you going to dress up?
Yeah.
Oh, good. How exciting.
No.
Great question, huh? Compelling answer.
Super insightful.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So one thing has happened that I expected, and another thing has not happened that I expected this morning. First, the thing that I expected, Sylvia has abandoned the studio to go take care of, quote, business during the show, as she usually does. Whenever the urge strikes, she just right out of the studio, even when we're in the middle of something. So whatever. The thing that has not happened that I did expect this morning is I thought Bossy Rossi would storm into the studio and berate us for not getting him anything for Boss's Day.
It's 9:08 a.m. right now, and I don't think he's here.
Oh, really?
I think that's probably why.
I work 22 hours a day.
I keep this radio station running. All I do is work so many hours every single day.
We're the overpaid morons.
Yeah.
Huh? Got it. Okay, cool. He calls us that all the time.
What time did we get here to work today? Like 3 a.m.?
Like 2:45.
We started working on the show yesterday.
That's right. Working away.
Yeah.
Tirelessly.
Effortlessly.
No, with effort.
Oh. Tomato, tomato.
Just so you know, Bossy Rossi, if you're awake yet, don't want to wake you out of your slumber. But if you're awake, Mahoney and I were discussing yesterday getting you a gift for Boss's Day.
Yeah, we were.
That's nice.
When the Patriots were losing to the Jets, we thought it'd be really great if we got you a Jets jersey for Boss's Day. Unfortunately, the Patriots made a comeback. But either way, you know, that green and white would look good on you, buddy.
Vladimir Putin. Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So an announcer during an NFL game yesterday accidentally pulled a Ron Burgundy where he just started reading what was supposed to be a note to him to read something different.
Oh, no.
Got that audio coming up. A professor going nuts over pomegranates, which makes you go, what?
Why would pomegranates are awesome.
Well, she doesn't think so.
Hmm.
I got the audio coming up in just a moment. Also, Ian spent some quality time down at the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival this weekend, and it was equal parts sexy and creepy. It was quite a delicious piece of audio. That's coming up next as well.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You know how some girls will dress up on Halloween and they dress like skeezes, but they're not considered to be dressing like floozies because It's Halloween.
I dress up for Halloween.
Do you dress with like your butt hanging out?
No.
No. Well, when you do that on Halloween, it's perfectly acceptable, right? It's kind of like when Ian went down to the Renaissance Festival this weekend, and there was a bunch of people acting in ways that they probably wouldn't act in their normal lives, but because they're in costume, it's just fine.
It's not okay.
It got a little creepy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's okay.
So this is, would you say more creepy or more entertaining?
Creepy.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely creepy.
Here it is. Ian's interesting individual from this weekend from the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival.
Come one, come all! To Ian's interesting individual.
All right, I'm at the Age of Chivalry. I've met the Archbishop, and he is going to take my confession. Archbishop, how are you?
I am churchy today. Churchy, I'm a priest.
My confession to you. I really have no idea what's going on at this place. I've never been to a Renaissance fair. You know what? One thing I am looking for, wenches.
So am I. That's one of the great things about the Renaissance fair is that a lot of them wear corsets and put them up at bustiers, and make their goods more available.
Yeah.
So you're not my target audience, because hopefully you tell me some sins and then we reenact those sins.
You do not want to reenact my sins.
Plus, you're not my target demographic.
Exactly.
Wenches are. That's my target demographics that I want to, you know, hear their sins, or at least rewatch while they redo them or whatever else. Make sure that they're really sins, so that way I can offer true absolution.
We're respecting wenches, right?
Yeah, totally. We're giving them exactly what they deserve.
Which is what?
Well, free flogging.
Are you the official flogger?
I can be.
Is that considered chivalrous?
No, they love it. You can go up to anybody and they love a good flogging. Do you like a free drink?
Sure.
All right, here, give them some of your drink.
I've only got water.
I don't think
okay, so I'm outside
meant.
The King Sausage Stand. I have found
a satyr.
A satyr. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a horny goat boy.
What'd you order, by the way?
Cajun sausage.
There you go. Here, wait. Sign for your Cajun sausage.
Already signed it for you. Thank you.
Explain a satyr. You're just half goat, half man?
Yeah, we're mythical creatures. Pan is probably the most famous example of a satyr. The females are called fawns.
If you don't mind, what's your real name?
Max.
Max. Now, Max, what do you do, like, for a living?
Well, I have a couple different jobs. I'm actually a model, and I do burlesque dancing as well. And then I have a regular job where I work in the motorcycle industry.
Excuse me, wench.
Aye.
They call this the Age of Chivalry, but not one person has held a door open for me today.
Are there doors around to be held open?
Touche, wench. Touche. Why do you have a dirty bathtub right behind you?
I've been making child stew. Would you like some?
I gotta drive. I think I'm okay. It looks somewhat appetizing, though.
It's delicious.
No, I'm joking. Wench, that looks disgusting. That is brown water.
Did she?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Did she ask you to call her wench, or was that a liberty you took on your own?
Oh, no, I took that liberty by myself there.
I feel like that's very disrespectful, Ian.
Her name was Shackles. She said her name was Shackles.
I feel like the Renaissance Festival is like the sexual harassment fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I had to ask if they're respecting wenches.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I was doing. I was policing the place.
Yeah.
And that Archbishop, he didn't seem very Archbishop.
Were there any literal white knights there?
did you get a flogging?
I did get a flogging.
All right, I thought so.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You guys tell me if you've ever heard anyone this passionate about anything in your entire life. A college professor was talking about pomegranates, and the video has become a viral sensation because this particular professor was so into it.
I can't remember the last time I had a pomegranate, maybe 20 years ago.
Right.
Really?
They got a bunch of little like balls and stuff inside of them, right?
Those are the seeds.
Like, well, how the hell do you eat a pomegranate? All I know is I like...
You cut it open.
Seems like a lot of work for a fruit.
Yeah. No, it's really good.
You know, this college professor loves, hates pomegranates, doesn't really matter. Just listen to the passion here.
Say it! No pomegranates!
No pomegranates.
No pomegranates.
Come on!
No pomegranates.
No pomegranates.
No pomegranates! No, 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 no pomegranates! None!
Well,
what does she have against pomegranates?
I want pomegranates all around me.
Also, why is that happening in higher education?
Is there a story behind this?
Yeah. She was trying to teach about speech, how you can almost literally say anything. Yeah. And if you just put the right inflection on it, then it'll sound much more powerful.
That didn't really sound powerful as so much crazy.
Crazy. Just sounded nuts, yeah.
Well, maybe that's what she was going for.
So Dick Stockton is an announcer, a play-by-play guy for the NFL.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday, he straight up pulled a Ron Burgundy. So when I say pulled a Ron Burgundy would read anything that was on the teleprompter, mm-hmm. and that's what got him fired and ultimately led to what we can only refer to as one of the finest tales of local newsmen of our generation.
Yes.
So here you go. He's supposed to be reading off of the bullet points that are on the screen, but instead he reads one and then reads his instructions to read the rest off of the screen.
On the Visa halftime report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points. Well.
One more time.
On the Visa halftime report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points. Well.
Well.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
That radio is so much better to do than TV.
I think towards during the middle of the sentence.
He started to figure it out. He's like, graphic for final two bullet points.
I messed up.
Whoops.
That was on me.
X107.5.
No pomegranates!
Well,
you're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
Noel Gallagher is coming to Las Vegas. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Friday, March 9th, Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Tickets on sale now through CosmopolitanLasVegas.com. But we have your chance to win some free tickets with Know the Show, and that's coming up next.
I wish he would add watermelons to his show.
What?
No, it's a different Gallagher.
Oh.
No, I'm saying I wish he would add. It would be, like, very meta.
Your chance to win tickets to Noel Gallagher from Oasis is coming up next.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, so we have some tickets that we're giving away for Noel Gallagher. What, man?
Nothing.
All right, we're doing Know the Show. Here's today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
But we posed a question on October 23rd, 2009. What do we call female douchebags? And this one was given to us by one of our listeners. My new favorite word of the day is...
So what do we call female douchebags? That's the question for another show today. 702-791-1075 is the phone number. Noel Gallagher, High Flying Birds, playing Friday, March 9th over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Tickets on sale now. CosmopolitanLasVegas.com. That came from another one of Mahoney's glorious, terrible tweets that we unearthed today.
Those weren't terrible tweets. Those were gold that just haven't been discovered. They were before their time. I was on the gram I was on Twitter too early, man.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Why don't you just keep firing those gems out there? Or like Sophia had suggested, retweet yourself.
Retweet yourself.
I'm not going back 7 or 8 years and retweeting one of mine.
Just copy and paste it into a new tweet and send it out like it was real. Because obviously nobody saw it back then. Not a single like or a comment or a retweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, now you probably could get some retweets.
At least one. At least one.
Like, I'd retweet that.
Now that you're the admin to several other pages.
X107.5
retweeted me.
Dave Mahoney retweeted.
Oh, wow. This is hilarious. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Royce.
Hey, Royce, what is the correct answer?
They're douchebaguette.
Douchebaguette.
Which sounds so delicious. Who doesn't love a fresh baked baguette?
Congratulations, man. Thank you for listening this morning.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, hold tight.
It also sounds very elegant.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a duchess, almost, you know? Like
you're some Duchess sort of... douche baguette.
Well, that's going to do it for us today. I don't know why Bossy Rossi is still lurking in the studio. He said something about, I'm expecting my gift as soon as you guys get off air, and then we have some bad news for him. There's no gift.
I think I have yogurt in the fridge.
It is Boss's Day. You want to give him some half-eaten yogurt?
That warm yogurt because our fridge doesn't cool all the way down?
Yeah.
My gift is working with you guys every day.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Isn't that nice?
Ross.
He doesn't mean it.
That was sweet.
That's my gift. You guys give it your all for 3 hours and about 40 minutes every day.
That's right. That means technically we are punched out, so...
On that note, head on home and take a nap.